Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amani Na Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Our first portion of this webcast is a reading from Krishna Book, Chapter 89, The Super Excellent Power of Krishna. I have taken this chapter and broken it out into different sections. This is part two of this chapter, which I subtitle The Super Excellence of a Krishna Bhakta. Srila Prabhupada writes, "To execute religious principles means to come to the platform of perfect knowledge. If one comes to the platform of perfect knowledge, then he or she will be uninterested in material affairs. Perfect knowledge means knowledge of one's own self and the Supreme Self. The Supreme Self and the individual self, although one in quality, are different in quantity. This analytical understanding of knowledge is perfect. Simply to understand, I am not matter, I am spirit, is not perfect knowledge. The real religious principle is devotional service or bhakti. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, wherein Lord Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekang sharanam vraja ahang tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. Give up all other religious principles and simply surrender unto me. Therefore the term dharma applies only to the Vaishnava Dharma or Bhagavad Dharma, following which all other good qualities and advancements in life are automatically achieved. The highest perfectional knowledge is knowledge of the Supreme Lord. He cannot be understood by any process of religion other than devotional service. Therefore, the immediate result of perfect knowledge is achieved by executing devotional service. After attainment of knowledge, one becomes uninterested in the material world. This is not because of dry philosophical speculation. The devotees become uninterested in the material world not simply because of theoretical understanding, but because of practical experience. When a devotee realizes the effect of association with the Supreme Lord, he or she naturally hates the association of so-called society, friendship and love. This detachment is not dry, but it is due to achieving a higher status of life. By relishing transcendental mellows, it is further stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that after attainment of such knowledge and such detachment from material sense gratification, one's advancement in the eight opulences obtained by mystic yoga practice, such as anima, lagima, and prapti siddhis, is also achieved without separate effort. The perfect example is Maharaj Ambarish. He was not a mystic yogi, but he was a great devotee. Yet, in a disagreement with Maharaj Ambarish, the great mystic Durvasa was defeated. In the presence of the king's devotional attitude. In other words, a devotee does not need to practice the mystic yoga system in order to achieve power. The power is behind the devotee by the grace of the Lord. Just as when a small child is surrendered to a powerful father, all the powers of the father are behind the small child. When a person becomes famous as a devotee of the Lord, his or her reputation is never to be extinguished. Lord Chaitanya, when discoursing with Ramananda Roy, questioned, "What is the greatest fame?" Ramananda Roy replied, "To be known as a pure devotee of Lord Krishna is the perfect fame." The conclusion, therefore, is that Vishnu Dharma, or the religion of devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is meant for persons who are thoughtful. By proper utilization of thoughtfulness, one comes to the stage of thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes free from the contamination of the faulty association of the material world, and thus one becomes peaceful. The world is in a disturbed condition because of scarcity of such peaceful devotees in human society. Unless one is a devotee, one cannot be equal to all living entities. A devotee is equally disposed towards the animals, the human beings, and all living entities, because he or she sees every living entity as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. In the Sri Ishopanishad, it is clearly stated that one who has come to the stage of seeing all living beings equally does not hate anyone or favor anyone. The devotee does not hanker to possess more than he or she requires. Devotees are therefore a kinchana. In any condition of life, a devotee is satisfied. Therefore, it is said, a devotee is even-minded whether one is in heaven or hell. A devotee is callous to all subjects other than one's engagement in devotional service. This mode of life is the highest perfectional stage from which one can be elevated to the spiritual world, back home, back to Godhead. The devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are especially attracted by the highest material quality, goodness. And the qualified Brahmana is the symbolic representation of this goodness. Therefore, a devotee is attached to the brahminical stage of life. He or she is not very much interested in passion or ignorance, although these qualities also emanate from the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the devotees are described as Nipuna Buddhaya. That means they are the most intelligent class of men. Men who are uninfluenced by attachment or hatred. The devotee lives very peacefully and is not agitated by the influence of passion or ignorance. It may be questioned here why a devotee should be attached to the quality of goodness in the material world. If one is transcendental to all material qualities. The answer is that there are different kinds of people existing in the modes of material nature. Those in the modes of ignorance are called rakshasas. Those in the mode of passion are called asuras. And those in the mode of goodness are called suras or demigods. Under the direction of the Supreme Lord, these three classes of men are created by material nature. But those in the mode of goodness have a greater chance to be elevated to the spiritual world, back home, back to Godhead. Thus, all the sages who assembled on the bank of the river Sarasvati to try to determine who is the supreme dominating deity became freed from all doubts about Vishnu worship. All of them thereafter engaged in devotional service, and thus they achieved the desired result and went back to Godhead. Those who are actually eager to be liberated from material entanglement would do well to accept at once the conclusion given by Sri Shukadeva Goswami. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is spoken by Shukadeva Goswami, it is said that hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is extremely conducive to liberation. The same fact is herein confirmed by Sutta Goswami. If anyone who is traveling aimlessly within this material world cares to hear the nectarian words spoken by Shukadeva Goswami, then certainly he or she will come to the right conclusion. And that right conclusion is that simply by discharging devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will be able to stop the fatigue of perpetually migrating from one material body to another. In other words, one who becomes fixed in loving devotional service to Vishnu will certainly be able to get relief from this journey of material life. And the process is very simple. One simply has to give oral reception to the sweet words spoken by Shukadeva Goswami in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Another conclusion is that we should never consider the demigods, even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, to be on an equal level with Lord Vishnu. If we do this, then according to the Padma Purana, we are immediately categorized as atheists. Also, in the Vedic scriptures, known as Hari Vamsa, it is stated that only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is to be worshipped, and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, or any such Vishnu mantra, is always to be chanted. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma says, "Both Lord Shiva and I are engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to act in different capacities under His direction." In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is also stated that the only master is Krishna, and that all others in all categories of life are but servants of Krishna only. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed by the Lord, "Mattak paratarang nanyat kinchid asti dananjay mai sarvam idang protang sutre mani gana eva." There is no truth superior to Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami also, in order to draw attention to the fact that among all Vishnu Tattva forms, Lord Krishna is 100% the Supreme Personality of Godhead, narrated the story of an incident which took place when Lord Krishna was present. And that incident we will read about next week when we continue our Krishna book class. Right now, we're going to have another class. I'm going to read the shlokas and translations to the Sri Isho Upanishad.